and LUB 1060 AM. You're here with John T.C. Luongo, and we're going over some of the ideas that the Memorial Planning Committee was not able to enact in their plans for the mall. You know, folks, there are some things that were just shut down. And it's really funny, because when I have to say some of these things with a straight face, it just kind of bothers me. I mean, do you realize that they did not allow the make-your-own sausage factory to be in the mall? I mean, give me a break. What a great idea. You could have brought your own meat down to the mall. Any meat you had, inserted it into a casing of your own specific size. And then the local chapter of the Willamette Butchers, they had an issue with that. I mean, give me a break. Who would have any problem with somebody taking their meat and inserting it in a casing of their own size? I would think they would be proud of that. But that's just me. You know, that damn project, I guess they just beat it into submission. You know, one idea that never made it, that I really wanted to see, was the Arctic tundra. Boy, it was due to the dwindling number of penguins. I mean, you know how tough it is to go around the world without your penguins. It's a very challenging situation. But they had a downsize from the current North Pole town. But we still feature Santa and elves on a throne. So, if anything, at least I know that maybe someday when the penguin population expands, maybe that Arctic tundra event will be able to be back at the Willamette Memorial Megaplex Mall. I'm loving this. I'm loving you. I'm loving the planetarium. I'm loving the glow-in-the-dark wave pool. There's so many ideas that I wish we could put in this mall, but we can't. You know, actually, we had a three-story mountain in the middle of the mall plan, but they couldn't figure out how to keep the snow from melting, so they would have had a water hazard. So they opted for a one-story dry hill ski with roller skates. The only problem is that didn't work either, as the natural cork produced by the slope was gradually depleting the earth. But there's enough for this for now. Let's go into some music and see if we can have a little fun here in LUB 1060 AM. And how about a little bit of Christmas music? That's right, I know it's Black Friday, but I'm getting you into the holiday spirits because on Black Friday you buy. And when you buy things. And when you buy things at Black Friday, you're usually buying things for Christmas. So let's put you in that spirit with this wonderful Christmas tune. This is LUB 1060 AM, John T.C. Luongo. The T.C. is Take Care of Business, Mr. Tomcat, and I'll see you on the other side of this great song.